Chapter 15. Muhammad ibn Musa al-Khwarizmi. 780 to 850. Khwarazm, Persia. Near the end of the 8th century, in Khwarazm in Persia, lived a young man called Muhammad. He loved learning more than anything. He left his home and travelled to Baghdad, in Iraq, to become a scholar. Baghdad was a centre for learning. People came from all over the world just to study there. In Baghdad, Muhammad wanted to study everything. He began to show great talent in many things, but he was strongest in mathematics. His teachers gave him work, but it was too easy for him. Everywhere in the city, people heard about Muhammad and his skills. Even the Khalifa wanted to speak to the young scholar. Muhammad al-Khwarizmi became a great mathematician. Before him, the symbol for zero was a dot under a number. But Muhammad knew that in India, a long time ago, zero was a real number with a special symbol. He borrowed this idea and used it to change the world of mathematics. He decided to write a circle for zero. This showed that a zero was empty. He then asked people to stop using the old Roman numbers and to start using the new 0 to 9 numbers. People could use these more easily, and soon all Islamic countries were using them. This was very exciting at the time. But it took nearly 300 years for Europe to start using the new numbers. Muhammad became the first person to study mathematical symbols. He wrote a famous book about it called Al-Jabr. Today, we call this algebra. Many people around the world were very interested in it. Muhammad taught algebra to the world. Muhammad al-Khwarizmi became one of the greatest scholars of his time. Nearly 1,200 years later, in school lessons everywhere, we still study his ideas. For many years, mathematicians have used his research. The word algorithm in mathematics comes from his name, because al-Khwarizmi in Latin is algorithmi. Muhammad al-Khwarizmi became the first person to study mathematical symbols. Interesting fact. Some European rulers did not like the new numbers. They thought that their enemies were sending secret messages with them.